everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with ace producer Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2014. Rose, do you know what happened 100 years ago this week? It was the start of the First World War in Europe, the last week of July in 1914. Buckmaster Show live each weekday, noon to 1, right here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We stream the show at buckmastershow.com and at the station's website, kvoi.com. And if you miss a portion of the program, if you want to hear any of our programs that we have done over the last 3.5 years or so, they're all there for you with the podcast program, again, at buckmastershow.com. During the noon hour, we get things rolling with the Buckmaster Show. Washington, D.C. contributor Terry Bracey will be on the live line with me in studio. Then at about 20 past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, who had kind of a neutral smile on his face up until about 10 minutes ago, but he just checked the market and just a little bit down the market now, maybe about 30 points. We'll find out the latest on the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. 30 minutes past the hour, you could really help make this a more literate community. We'll tell you how with a group called Literacy Connects. Then we close out the show. Congressman Ron Barber will be joining us on the Buckmaster Show. The live line number is 790-2040 and the Facebook page. If you'd like to become a friend of our show, it's easy to find where we are on Facebook. Just type in Bill Buckmaster. Let's welcome now Terry Bracey. Terry has had a 40-plus year career in Washington. He has been asked by three presidents of both parties to serve in appointed positions, including a 3-year stint as Assistant Secretary of Transportation. Terry is a senior partner in Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano, which has represented the city of Tucson for 33 years. Terry, how are you today?
Bill, I am enjoying a cool Washington summer. Weather is absolutely nuts. It's 70 degrees outside.
How is that possible? I understand July and August are some of the worst months with the humidity to be in D.C.
It's usually hotter than the hubs of Hades, but I don't know. This year, it's very cool.
Perfect baseball weather, huh?
Oh, the Nats are just great, too. The Nationals, we have a team that has had as many injuries as any in the league, but are really doing a wonderful job leading the East, and Nancy and I get to the ballpark every time we can. It's really fun.
It's a nice facility there, isn't it?
It really is. It's, you know, when they started redoing the ballparks, starting with Baltimore, I guess, each one, St. Louis, the others get better and better. And this is really, there's not a bad seat in the place. We get cheap seats, you know, $18-$20. You're up high, but you have a perfect view, and you can almost afford to take the family, you know.
Terry, I want to talk a little bit about the modern streetcar. Folks very pleased in downtown Tucson with the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Very, very nice. More than 60,000 people took advantage of, it was a free ride that the city was offering. And now things, of course, have quieted down a little bit because you have to pay to ride the modern streetcar. But your firm has been, I think, very instrumental in making all of this happen. The firm was involved with really instrumental in getting a very key federal grant known as a Tiger Grant for the city of Tucson that kind of put put everything in place for the modern streetcar. But this really covers, I guess, Terry, there were three mayors that were involved. Is that correct?
Yeah, Bill, and you're very kind. We worked hard on it, but we really fit in as part of a team, and that was really the secret to this whole success. It was intergenerational. It involved really three mayors and three consuls, and it was a story really about downtown, not just the streetcar. As you know, Bill, when Mayor Miller was in office, and even Mayor Volge started, he had dreams of rail, and he started, you know, Saturday nights in downtown, and it had become kind of a business wasteland, and you know, so few people really believed in it, but we had some strong people on the council, and some strong mayors who insisted that we're going to rebuild this downtown. And George Miller started it with some big investments he got the federal government to make, and we worked on them. The historic depot was many, many tens of millions of dollars. That was largely sponsored by Congressman Pastor with a hand from, actually, Senators John Kyle, Senator Dennis DeConcini. John McCain played a role in all of this. Ed Pastor, Jim Colby, Raul Grijalva played a major role. Congresswoman Giffords was important. And Ron Barber absolutely hit the ground running. So we've been part of a team back here that's focused on this. And the larger story has been the redo of downtown and the federal investment that's gone into it.
Terry Bracey with us on the Buckmaster Show Liveline. Terry, we have a caller who would like to talk a little bit about light rail with you. Let's go to a friend of the Buckmaster Show, Jim Kelly. Jim, you're with Terry Bracey. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bracey.
Hey, Jim.
What will it take for us to get light rail north and south and east and west in Pima County so we can get these suburbs people to into... employment hubs in Tucson. So much of our employment is call centers, but they're not between the university and the Mercado. You know what I'm saying? So
I do.
How do we get light rail? You know, how do we get that going so we have north, south, and east and west light rail?
Well, Jim, I think the theory has been, and it's worked in other places, that you get your first segment and you build a core around it. You show that it works, and then you go back to the federal government, and we do the same process all over again. I know you all, Jim, I've heard you all are talking about routes to the airport. You're talking about routes out to the foothills, et cetera. I see all of these things in the future. But first of all, we're going to have to prove that this works. And I'll give you a little good news. Mm-hmm. We have worked, our firm has worked on the D.C. Metro project, the St. Louis Light Rail project, the Fort Worth project, and the Atlanta project. In every single case, the skeptics said it isn't going to work, it's a disaster, blah, blah, blah. In every case, the ridership numbers were way higher than ever predicted, and that, Jim, led to extensions of the first rail projects in each city.
That's interesting, Terry, because as you know, already the naysayers are coming out of the woodwork saying, well, look, you had a great weekend, but now folks aren't going to ride it. So that's what we're hearing.
Well, if that's the case, it'll be the first time that's happened. So there's always a first time, you know, but when have skeptics build anything?
You know, as you know, we interviewed Mayor Walkup, did a half hour with him about the backstory and of the modern streetcar, and he spoke very highly of the work that you did in that effort to get that Tiger Grant. And Mayor Walkup said, basically, without that Tiger Grant, this thing would not have gotten off the ground.
Well, I appreciate that, and I think there's we take that... That compliment, but you know, really, this is the bigger story here, is that it's been a cooperative effort. You had, you know, in Tucson itself, within the community, very, very important, the Tucsonans for Sensible Transportation, led by Steve Farley in that group, and then they finally convinced Mayor Walkup, who was a skeptic in the beginning, that this was one great idea. And boy, once Bob Walkup got a hold of this idea and believed in it, I mean, he was about as effective a salesman in Washington as I've ever seen. So I'm glad he gives us credit, but I give him credit. And let me tell you a story.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you a story.
Okay.
We walked into the Secretary of Transportation one day, Mary Peters, from Arizona, last years of the Bush administration. We thought, wow, we're going to get a favorable ruling here. Walked in the door, and he was told, no, 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 we can't do this for 1,000 reasons. Bob Walkup, who is about as amiable a man as I've ever met in my life, turned to ice and steel. And he fought for Tucson tooth and nail in that meeting, and it didn't end for an hour. It was supposed to be 15 minutes.
Hmm.
And by the time we walked out of there, the Secretary of Transportation of the United States had backed off completely, and we had a project in Tucson. So that's what Bob Walkup did.
And I think that's a side of the mayor, normally a very sunny disposition, smiling, that most of us have never seen. But he certainly, as you point out here, was tough as nails when the rubber hit the road, correct?
He really was. And it's not widely known, but that happened. Another thing that happened that I thought was fascinating was Congressman Grijalva, who was a passionate supporter of this project. He picked up on Steve Farley's idea and believed in it. And we were at a moment in time, right before the mayor went in for that crucial meeting, that we needed to have a signal sent from Congress that Congress was interested in this project. Well, Congressman Grijalva managed to get a $2 million appropriation through Congress to send a signal to them for a project that hadn't even been officially recognized. It's the only time I've ever known in my 40 years here of that to happen. It was amazing. A lot of people did a lot of things to make this work, not the least of whom is our current mayor, who is one tough customer. Let me tell you, I've worked for him. He got into this thing, and you go through phases in rail projects, Bill. Everybody's happy when it's approved. We fight for it. Everybody's happy it's approved. You go through this glow, and then it has to be built. And what happens is you have to impose on a mature city, a map of new transportation. You interfere with businesses. You have to get down to hard numbers. Maybe you got a promise from, President Shelton over at the university, but President Shelton isn't there anymore. You got a new president. You got to get, everything has to be really finely honed. And I was amazed at the job that that he and the council, people like Councilwoman Romero and others, were out talking to the merchants and City Manager Miranda. He's a quiet guy, but he really managed this construction project, which I believe is the largest the city ever undertook.
I think
you're
right.
And did an amazing job. So Everybody fit into this picture. And I think the real lesson of it, Bill, is that some political courage, some vision, some real bipartisanship for a change all made this happen. Not our firm, but we did our part, but it was really much larger than us.
Terry Bracey, thank you very much. Pleasure talking with you. We'll talk with you next month. Thanks a lot,
okay,
Terry.
Okay, Bill.
Thanks.
Bye.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 1222. About this exact time every Tuesday here on the Buckmaster Show, we welcome certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how are you today?
I'm well, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing very well. The week is off to a good start.
It is.
And the market was kind of flat, down a little bit. But overall, as I said to you when you walked in this afternoon, where is that much ballyhooed correction?
Well, if I knew, and I knew exactly when it was going to occur, I'd probably be a richer person than I am.
But we're pushing here into August.
We are, and you know, a correction can occur at any time in the year. Clearly, there are some trends over time as to what times of the year are better for the markets than others. But you can't really predict markets based upon that. What has been incredibly resilient about this market this year is its ability to resist downward pressure from international events, things that normally would cause a cautionary movement in the markets. And in fact, you know, some of those things, the war in the Middle East, mm-hmm. the problems in Ukraine, some of those things in the past would have triggered a pullback and a correction of 10%. We have actually put fairly rigid restrictions on the Russian economy over the past several months that have stalled that economy, and that economy is an important economy in the European kind of, mm-hmm. it's really not a European economy, but
the sphere.
It certainly, it's a mm-hmm. sphere, mm-hmm. and one of Europe's largest trading partners. And even that mm-hmm. hasn't caused markets to go down. Spain is now officially out of recession. Bad unemployment problems, but officially out of recession. Germany, England, the UK is again growing now at a rate that is surprisingly high to people. And of course, the U.S. economy is doing very well. So it's just hard to know, Bill.
Shelley Fishman with us, certified financial planner. It's our Tuesday Moneymaker Report on the Buckmaster Show. Shelley, I keep hearing three words. You can't listen to any kind of financial show on TV or the radio. You hear buy and hold. What does that mean?
Okay, that means that you and your advisor develop a strategy, and that strategy will have a risk component and it will have a fixed income component, and that strategy will be appropriate for the time frames that you want to keep invested in and also for your risk tolerance and other financial needs. Then you select a group of funds or stocks that match those criteria, and once you're in them, you hunker down. Mm-hmm. You hold on to that. You might move things around in the periphery a little bit, but that core investment strategy is the strategy you stay with. Once a year, maybe once a quarter, you'll rebalance, especially if one portion of that strategy has done so well that it's thrown the balance out a little bit. But you generally buy and hold. Now, that advice would have worked well from virtually time immemorial, so long as you could hold past the time that recessions gave way to recoveries. Now, that's the problem with buy and hold. It is psychologically incredibly difficult to stay with, because when the market crashes, you get so fearful mm-hmm. that you every fiber of your being
says,
get out, get to cash, get to something more conservative.
As was the case for a lot of people in 2008. Yeah.
Right. The flip of that, by the way, also plays on people's psychology. So that last year, perfect example of people with appropriately conservative portfolios, when the market was doing 30%, were pounding their fists on the table saying, why am I not participating more in this hot as coals mm-hmm. marketplace? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the flip side of fear is greed. Mm-hmm. And so buy and hold becomes a very difficult strategy for advisors and their clients to stick with.
But it's a sound strategy.
It is a sound strategy for the appropriate client. For 35-year-old, 40-year-old, it's absolutely the most appropriate thing to do. When you start getting to a time where you can see over that horizon to the time when you're going to be retiring, then I modify that kind of buy and hold, and I start talking to clients about likely economic swings up and down. You're never going to get the timing exactly right, but you might want to make some modifications. For instance, this would not be a bad time to think about, if you have a very aggressive portfolio, beginning to lighten up on those aggressive equities and getting a little bit more balance into the portfolio, not because that pullback is going to be tomorrow or the recession is going to be tomorrow. We don't know when it's going to be. But we do know that if you're 60, 62, 65 years old and you're going to need to start taking money out of your portfolio, better off having most of that portfolio stable, maybe not making the 10 or 12% the market will do this year, you know, settle for 6. But in settling for 6, you also protect yourself on the way down. So downside protection can be very important for people approaching or in their retirement years. And so buy and hold really becomes a strategy that is not universally a good strategy, but simply a strategy that is good for a lot of the people a lot of the time.
All right. Good advice from Shelley Fishman, Certified Financial Planner. Shelley, if folks would like to contact you, what do we do?
BuckmasterShow.com or ShelleyFishman.com or 940-0884.
And you, you kind of revised your website, too. So
I did, yeah. Kind of a new old story right now. But it's a very useful resource for people.
And he returns phone calls,
Oh,
folks.
You bet.
Shelley, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. From cooking, cleaning, bathing, and drinking, the benefits of a Culligan system are obvious. You'll use less soap, shampoo, and detergent. Your appliances will last longer, your clothes will last longer, and stay brighter, too. All of this saves you money and adds to the quality of life. Not to mention softer skin and softer hair the whole family will enjoy. Culligan has been in Tucson since 1946, and we have seen about every water concern imaginable. We continue to stay on top of the newest state-of-the-art technology to deliver the refreshing, clean, and high-quality water that's become the Culligan hallmark of excellence. Try a Culligan water treatment system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months' rental on an annual rental agreement. Schedule your free water test, and don't forget to ask about the Culligan high-efficiency water softener. Call 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Beat the heat and get back down to earth in the cool mountain air at the 2014 Silver City, New Mexico Clay Festival, the weekend of August 1st. Whether you are a seasoned clay artist or want to get your hands dirty for the first time, you'll be right at home at the Silver City Clay Festival. Enjoy a variety of workshops, demonstrations, lectures on everything from using clay in construction to contemporary ceramics. Take home a work of art or a book or two from the clay market. The Clay Festival also offers tours of a handmade tile factory, a gala reception, live music, juried exhibitions, and more. The Silver City Clay Festival is a Silver City Arts and Cultural District signature event the weekend of August 1st in Silver City, New Mexico, just 3 hours east of Tucson. For more information, go to clayfestival.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
.12:35 on the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, where we're also live streaming our show on the Buckmaster Show website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, so you can listen to the program with the live streaming anywhere really in the world. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show on our live line, Betty Stauffer, Executive Director of the Tucson nonprofit Literacy Connects, which aims to reduce unemployment and poverty rates in Tucson by focusing on literacy skills. Betty, how are you today?
I'm very good, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for being with us. Give us an overview of how we're doing when it comes to literacy in this community, and how many thousands of people could use the services of Literacy Connects.
Sure. The good news is, you know, the last numbers I saw, we are making a little bit of progress. You know, there in just TUSD, there were over 1,000 third graders in danger of not being promoted, and only 77 got held back. So that's good news. The high school graduation rate has inched up a little bit, but there's still like between 20 and 24% of our high school kids that don't graduate. Adults, we don't have firm numbers just for Pima County, but what we can extrapolate from state and national numbers is that, again, about 20 to 25% of the adults here in Tucson really struggle with reading at either the basic or below basic level, which makes it really hard to get a job, fill out a job application, you know, even read some of the mail that you get around applications and bill paying and stuff. They're not always real simple and easy to read. So hard to do everyday living when you read at the basic or below basic level.
But we are making progress, correct?
A little bit of progress, yes. We're, you know, inch by inch. We've got a long way to go, but we're making progress, so that's very heartening.
Tell us a little bit about Literacy Connects and your need for more volunteers for your programs.
Sure. Literacy Connects is sort of the community's way of getting a hold and, you know, really digging in on an individual level and making a difference for adults and children in literacy and therefore in their lives. You know, what we can do in the schools is provide that one-on-one coaching for kids through our Reading Seed program that the teachers just have limited time to do one-on-one, and that's often what these children need. With adults, it's the opportunity to either teach a struggling adult how to read or to improve their math skills, or if they're refugees or immigrants, to help them improve their English skills so they can fit into their new home.
And you have a variety of programs. Let's talk about some of those programs.
Sure.
What would you say kind of your marquee program is at Literacy Connects?
Well, for volunteers, we have three options. Two are working with adults and one are working with children. Reading Seed has a great need right now for volunteers who can go in once a week into a school and work with two children in an hour's time, just to get them to love books and to love reading. And we have books that we give the volunteers to take in and give away. So Reading Seed really needs some help right now to get cranked up for the new school year. We particularly need volunteers who can work in Sunnyside or on the south side of Tucson. And then the adult programs, we do both basic literacy and English language acquisition. Those are almost all taught in very small classes. We do some one-on-one, and we're always looking for volunteers to help in both of those programs as well, and all of the classes that are held in libraries and in schools, again, they'll be cranking up for the fall session, so looking for more volunteers there as well.
Yeah, the mayor has been very helpful, Mayor Rothschild, and mm-hmm. teaming up with Literacy Connects. How did all of that come about, Betty?
Well, it's because the mayor, he's very concerned about education and very pro-education. And with the law that went into effect last year that was going to hold back those third graders, he was very concerned and didn't want to see that happen to any children that could possibly be helped to get over that hump. So he ...600 peers that were trained and worked through Reading Seed thanks to his efforts.
Betty, you kind of cut out there. If you would give me that last sentence again about how many people were we talking about?
600 new volunteers responded to the mayor's plea, and the Arizona Daily Star worked with the mayor. And between those, you know, the two of them working together, we got 600 new Reading Seed coaches last year.
And how many would you like to see? What would be your comfort level?
That was a little much. It stretched up a little bit. We'd like to get 300 or 400 new volunteers this year to work with the coaches that came on board last year. We always lose some every year, so we would like to get up to having maybe 900 to 1,000 active coaches every year. And last year we had about 800.
What is the time constraint? How much time will a volunteer that makes this commitment, what are they looking at? A little bit about their schedule, please, Betty mm-hmm. Stauffer.
Yeah, you have to go through a training, and we do some of those in libraries around town. Some of them are done here in our offices. We do about 3 or 4 trainings a month, and you have to be fingerprinted and background checked and everything because these volunteers will work in schools. It's a 4-hour training, and then once trained and once the fingerprints are back and everything, then they're matched to a school, and we ask for at least 1 hour a week, so that's 2 children a week. Some volunteers choose to do 4 or 6 students, but 2 at least is what we ask for.
Let's talk about
for the school year.
Some of the other projects, the Infusion Project is an interesting one, and I assume you still need volunteers for that, Betty?
We do, and that's when I said we need volunteers in the Sunnyside School District. It would be for the Infusion Project, and that's where we're working very intensely. Last year, it was Mission Manor Elementary School. This year, we're going to add a second school, Los Niños, so we'll be in 2 schools, and we have all of our programs, our Stories That Soar Creative Arts program, our adult programming, the Reading Seed program, which we're doing in an intensive way, so twice a week for each child instead of once a week. And then we're also partnering with Sunnyside Parents as Teachers and Head Start and the Boys and Girls Club and Pima College Adult Education and the library. So between all of us working together, we are literally infusing as much literacy in as many different ways into these 2 schools for both the children and their parents, as much as we can. And we're hoping at the end of this 3-year grant to really be able to show that we've changed the culture and we've really moved the academic needle in those schools.
Betty Stauffer is with us, Executive Director of Literacy Connects. And Literacy Connects, how many years ago did that merger take place? And tell us a little bit about that.
3 years ago in July.
Okay.
Yeah, there were 5 literacy organizations. The Babies program is Reach Out and Read Southern Arizona, which is pediatricians talking to parents at Well Baby checks about the importance of reading to their kids and giving out books. And then the Reading Seed program I mentioned, the two adult programs that I mentioned, and Stories That Soar, which is our creative arts program, which really focuses on getting kids to love to write. And then the fifth program was the Literacy Coalition, which isn't really a program, but it's a function that we serve here in the community, trying to connect lots of different players to focus on literacy.
Betty, how does an adult who does not have literacy skills function, and how do they actually cover up the fact that they really cannot read, basically? I'm sure you've heard a lot of stories. Would you share a couple of them with us, please?
I certainly have. One woman told me that would ask for directions and people would give her street names. She couldn't read the street signs. So she'd say, oh, you know, I don't have my glasses on. What's the landmark at that corner that I should look for? I know of another gentleman who actually had a really kind of prestigious job, but he couldn't read. And the way he covered it up was he could read enough when he got an email to sort of figure out the topic, and then he'd go down the hall to the person's office and said, oh, I see you just emailed me on XYZ. Let's talk about that. So he wouldn't have to read the email. When he did PowerPoint presentations, he did it all in pictures. He didn't use words. So, yeah, just a variety. I mean, the creativity of the way people cope. The other thing, though, I hear when people tell these stories of how they coped is how exhausting it was to constantly be playing that game.
Well, how do they even write a check, Betty?
You know, most people have at least some skills. You know, there's very few people who walk through this door that don't even know the alphabet. Now, there are some, but most have at least a modicum. What we see most often is people could even sit and read maybe a simple newspaper article, but then if you ask them what they read, they couldn't tell you.
All right, getting back to the volunteers, really it's safe to say that you could use several hundred still, isn't that true?
Yes.
And what would be the best way for folks to find out, and how do they sign up?
Yeah, if they go to our website, which is literacyconnects.org, and then look either for the Reading Seed program, there's a tab called New Coach Trainings, and it lists all the dates. Or if they're interested in the adult programs, look at the Literacy Volunteers tab. And then they can just call the office here, 882-8006. And they can get help that way as well, to get signed up for the orientation or the training that best fits their schedule.
Where are you located now? Did you move to a new headquarters?
Not next week. We're moving.
Okay.
Right now, we're still on Speedway, 2850 Speedway, and Reading Seed is down on Silver Lake. But we will all be moving under one roof, which is at 200 East Yavapai, which is right off of Stone between Fort Lowell and Prince.
All right, Betty Stauffer, you do great work in the community. Thank you very much for everything, trying to make this a better place. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Betty Stauffer, Executive Director of Literacy Connects. They really do a great job with all their programs, and if you're looking to give a few hours to volunteer, Betty and the entire community would be grateful for you helping out. All right, pushing toward 12:47 on the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back.
Heel! No, no, stop it!
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training, because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
Remodeling, restoring, or building new additions to your home?
Five Star has termite and pest solutions for you. Treatments to building materials can be performed while tradesmen continue to work.
Worried about treatment marks? Don't be. Our treatments will be completed before texture and paint. Five-Star will provide landscaping and drainage advice to eliminate moisture and other pests and termite attractions around the home.
Five-Star Termite and Pest Control, protecting homes and homeowners since 1980. 886-0045.
Five-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. This is Bill Buckmaster. Munger Chadwick are Arizona's business lawyers. Helping Arizona businesses for 40 years, Munger Chadwick is a strategic partner for many businesses operating in Arizona, the Southwest, Mexico, and globally. AV rated and ranked with the best lawyers of America, Munger Chadwick has recognized knowledge in all areas of business law, including corporate real estate, mergers, acquisition, employment, along with intellectual property and administrative law, and international trade, immigration, and government affairs. In matters involving disputes, Munger Chadwick takes pride in working with its clients creatively and aggressively, often resolving problems in ways that prevent or avoid litigation. Munger Chadwick, located in Tucson, Phoenix, and Tubac. Business know-how with personal service. Visit MungerChadwick.com or call 721-1900.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Really, their big signature event is this weekend, and it's only 3 hours east of Tucson to the cool mountain air of Silver City. And that signature event is the Silver City 2014 Silver City, New Mexico Clay Festival. Everything to do with pottery. This is a big deal. Workshops, demonstrations. It's really going to be a lot of fun. If you have any interest in pottery and ceramics, I strongly suggest a drive over to Silver City, and you can find out more about the great places to stay, including Casitas de Gila guest lodges at southwestnewmexico.org. We were hoping to have Congressman, we had him scheduled, United States Representative Ron Barber, But he was called to the House, the floor of the House of Representatives, for a vote at this point. And so we don't want to put that in jeopardy. Certainly he needs to be doing the will of the people by taking part in the vote. So we'll hope to reschedule Congressman Barber at a later time. But pinch hitting, and Phil Cedar is with us, who hosts the very popular garden show here on KVOI, 7 to 8 in the morning on Saturday, and then Phil is back in the afternoon from 3 to 4. Phil, how are back in Sunday afternoon, 3 to 4. Phil, how are you today?
Pretty good. I'm second choice, huh?
Yeah, I really didn't want to put it like that, but
don't worry about
in
a,
in our truth, yeah, and wanted
well,
to put it
know,
out there.
It's election year. You certainly want to get these guys on if you can.
I know.
Hold a gun to their head and make them tell the truth.
Well, I never have a shortage of gardening questions. I love to garden, and I call your show whenever I get a chance. And, you know, I thought of a question. Can you plant cactus safely without worrying about it any time of the year here in Tucson?
I don't think there's any problem with shrubbery, cactus, or trees, as long as you give them the appropriate water. The tree does not know that you picked it up on July 4th and drove it down 4 miles to your house and put water on it and got in the ground. Same thing on Christmas time. The only difference is you have to water it more frequently in the summer to get it going. But the only thing you have a problem with getting in the wrong season would be annual flowers and annual vegetables, which you plant in the wrong season, they just die.
Should we?
No problem moving a cactus right now. If a cactus comes out of California, where it's 80 degrees on a very hot day, and it comes over to Tucson at 105 degrees, this happens sometimes with big home improvement stores, the cactus can't handle that or the tree can't handle that. But if it comes from a local nursery and it's already been here established, doing well, the plant doesn't care. You put it in the back of a truck and took it home.
Okay, so Green Things, these are at where you work, at the Green Things Nursery, just off River Road. These are homegrown cactus, correct?
Well, they may not be homegrown. Some of them are grown in Tucson, some are grown in Phoenix. But when you bring a cactus down from Phoenix in July, it's like going on a vacation coming to Tucson. So we don't worry about it. We just worry about buying plants that come in during the summer. If they bring a San Diego plant in say March, it's the same temperature in San Diego there as it is here. There's no stress involved. These plants are all acclimated. It's when you get once you get past the middle of May till the middle of September, you can't bring these plants in from elsewhere and put them in the ground. Once they're acclimated in Tucson, they've been here a few months, they're fine.
You know, I talked to you about my African sumac back in May, and it looked so distressed. We came back from a lovely vacation, and even though someone was supposed to water everything, you know how that goes. It looked
right.
Really, really bad, Phil Cedar, and we wanted to really put a lot of water on that thing, and we did, and it did come back before the first thunderstorms came in, but we got the water bill the other day, and you can imagine. It was a lot.
You know, we have the worst water bills in the country. I saw a thing in, they were talking about, you know, they cut the water off in Detroit over the last month or two in a lot of people's houses. And these people were moaning and groaning about $40 water bills. Geez, people in Tucson would love to see a $40 water bill.
Well, it was several hundred dollars to say the least, but it was certainly worth it to save the tree. It looks fantastic. Phil Cedar, should we be worried? This monsoon season has been very spotty, and if you go to the paper to look at the official rainfall for Tucson, Arizona in 2014, it is just over 2 inches. Very meager. It doesn't look really good right now.
This is similar to last year. We had very spotty rains. The problem is they take the water readings at the airport. So if the airport gets no rain and the rest of us do, we get a bad reading there, or if the airport gets a lot of rain and we don't get any rain up at the foothills, then that means nothing. If you go on the computer these days, you can get, you know, put different zip codes in and get different temperatures all day in the same area. So the official readings all come out of the airport. And if you notice how the clouds come in, they come in around the mountains, and they usually get more rain in the mountains. I don't think we're doing bad this year on the overall. I think we are doing less than our normal average. But I still think that we could use some more.
How about the autumn flowers? Is this a time that
you can't put them in until late September, early October. You can put seeds in during August, but you don't late August. But don't do any autumn stuff right now. They'll just burn up. Nobody should even have things like pansies and petunias. They're never happy when they're over 95 degrees. That's why they all start dying in the middle of May every year.
So at Green Things, I always recommend people go over to Green Things, but it is a little tricky to find you. Could you explain very quickly where you're located?
We're about one block or two west of the entrance to the Brandy Fenton Park, which is one about it's where the confluence of river, two parts of river come together at a light, along with Dodge Boulevard and Albernon. Many people get very confused there. If you go one block or two blocks, it's only one street west, but it's about two blocks in length. You just make a left or a right turn, just depending on which side. It's a frontage road on the west side of the freeway, or the river road there. Make your left turn, it says Allen Road, go down to Allen Road, and go all the way to the dead end, and get you right into Green Things.
Okay, and you got any specials going on?
Oh, there's always some specials. There's some specials on some flats. Flowers right now, there's some that are $10 a flat, and a few other greenhouse plants. We don't get as many people in the summer because nobody seems to be rushing out to buy a bunch of stuff in July and August. However, there's no reason why you can't put a lot of these things in. If you have a party or something going on, mm-hmm. you want to fill up your pots and your flower beds with new flowers, go ahead and get them in. But you got to water them every day. That's our biggest thing. You know about water.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody listening, ever listen to my show knows that you can't miss out one day on water. You throw them out.
All right, Phil Cedar, thanks for pinch hitting for us. Always great to talk with you. Thanks. You can listen to Phil's show coming up on Saturday morning at 7. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show. Thank you, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. We love Culligan water. All our in-studio guests get a nice chilled bottle of it, and everybody's very happy with the arrangement. Wake Up Tucson coming up 6 to 8 tomorrow morning. The Daily Double with Chris DeSimone comes up from 8 to 9, and then 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. This afternoon, I'm Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.